I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Once you go oats, you never go back, apparently.
Yeah. And then once you can add you to go, the oats. Oats are like white bread. You can put anything on them.
Yeah, yeah. Is it instant or normal oats?
Oh, I just go raw oats.
Yeah, right. It's instant or no good. Michael Mosley said instant or no good. They've been processed too much.
And then you can go what the Americans call overnight oats.
Oh, I thought you soak it.
Yeah, you just make it into porridge.
And oh, that's like bircher.
It's bircher? A bit like no, it's a bit like a pudding actually. So, but it's
oh
no,
I don't like oats. I like oats in biscuits. I make a good oat chocolate chip biscuit.
But yeah, you know, we had to hold them together with
egg and sugar
and sugar.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I use golden syrup, which is not sugary at all.
No, it's not.
It is pure sugar.
It's good. Anyway.
You know, here's something that happened to me the other day. I was going to the Gold Coast.
Oh,
number one, lucky
roll,
me.
Lucky me, doing
a gig, flying back that same day for a football club. Yeah, dreams are made of this sort of stuff. Southport Sharks, mate.
I can't wait to read your next book.
Yeah, with what's his name that does the lamb ads, Sam Kekovic.
Oh, yep. He was on the plane.
No, he was at the gig. He was hosting Glenn. You idiot. Oh, God. He's like that. Anyway, he was funny. He had some funny jokes.
Hard to follow those guys.
He did do one about Dreamworld, which was like, oh, God, we're on the Gold Coast, mate. But it wasn't a joke about the accident. It was just a joke about the name.
See, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, people on the Gold Coast hadn't.
No.
Anyway, so I went to... I was very tired because I had school holidays and everyone's been sick in my house and blah, blah. So I'm sitting there and the plane gets caught and I line up and the woman, I'm on my phone thing, they buzz you in to at the checkout gate or whatever it's called.
Yep.
And it goes, boom. And I walk down to get on the plane. And then she comes and grabs me and goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going on the plane. She goes, no, where are you going? I said, oh, the Gold Coast. She goes, this is the Launceston plane. So I almost got on the plane to Launceston.
Fantastic.
Can you imagine that? There was a good chance that I would have slept or fallen asleep on their plane and woken up.
But how did they not go beep with the beep beeper?
They went beep with the beeper and it was fine. But I was telling the hostie on the way back and she said, that could not have happened. I said, well, it happened. It definitely happened. It went beep and I walked down the thing. And then she grabbed me and said, where are you going?
No, I wanted to grab, but how did she know to grab you?
She looked at the thing. She looked at the computer or whatever. Maybe set off an alarm. I don't know. But the woman on the plane on the way back said it should have gone bum, 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 like that. But there was no bum, bum, bum. Just like a ding sound.
Well, I was in New Zealand and left my phone on the plane and then got to customs and went, I've got to go back. And I ran straight back into the... So I ran past passport, what do you call it?
Control.
And lost my phone. Okay. And just ran in there. In other words... Anyone could kind of...
You could have been anyone.
...run in there. Another time I left my car keys on a plane.
Yeah. God, you leave a lot of stuff on planes.
I do. It was in Queensland, same.
Yeah.
And I just ran back down the thing and back up the stairs and went to the seat and got... It was like very easy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Interesting. But that's like concerts or football games. You can get in at the end. You turn up to a concert or a football game, you just wander in.
Yeah.
Just wander in. So I think with planes, once it's been cleared out, just wander up. Maybe they thought you were a cleaner. Do you have a plastic bag and gloves?
Back in the day when you could go into the cockpit, there was a Comedy Company fan. One of the pilots was a Comedy Company fan. And he said, would you like to come in for the landing?
Yeah.
And so I went for the landing coming into Melbourne. And he said, would it be funny if you put on the Uncle Arthur voice and pretend you were the pilot?
Yeah, right.
Which, I mean, that would never happen.
Not
now.
These days.
So I go, we land and I go, boom, there's your Uncle Arthur, and we have landed in Adelaide. And I get nothing. Apparently, so I'm back in the audience, in the plane, no laughs, nothing. Everyone's going, what? Adelaide? Anyway, have a beautiful time in
the Barossa.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a bit of fun. Yeah, so, the days, eh?
The days, back in the days.
Back in the days.
Oh, is that the music? We should go.
I like it sort of comes over the horizon and it gently comes up, which is telling us that we are going on a bit.
Here we go.
Because I reckon Sam controls it. She's been out there fossicking around for topics. And from what I know, she's got a tough one.
Ooh, here we go.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Okay, yes, and hello and welcome to our podcast. It's where we get two topics. And look, they don't appear to be related or have anything to do with each other, but they are.
Somehow.
And Sam tells us at the end, so if you've never heard this podcast before, listen to the end because the answer is given.
And we don't know. We do it by deduction.
We sometimes have an idea.
Sometimes. And let's be honest, they're tough. And so, as I said before, I mean, put a bet on. Maybe put a bet on what it might be and then make it a drinking game. Make it.
Sure.
But don't, by all means, don't look it up because you'll spoil your own fun. Have a crack, though.
Okay. Mm. Should we go to topics? Here we go.
Margaret Thatcher and soft serve ice cream.
Margaret Thatcher and soft serve ice cream. Oh.
Soft. That's the one.
That's Mr. Whippy.
That's Mr. Whippy. Because is Mr. Whippy the only place? No.
If you Mr. Whippy is a trademark from America, I think. Because, you know, occasionally you see gelati trucks that have Mr. Whizzy or something like that where you go, is that meant to be Mr. Whippy? Because I think Mr. Whippy was a brand for a while, but I don't know if it is anymore. But it's soft serve ice cream.
I do love it when they alter names just a little bit to sound it exactly like the original.
Love it.
But Mr. You're not eating. Hey, kids, you want a Mr. Whizzy? No, thanks, Dad. I'd have a Mr. Whippy.
But how much do you love? When was the last time you had a soft serve Mr. Whippy ice cream?
Well, I won't say where I got it from, but I did get one from that big company that makes hamburgers.
Yeah, McDonald's, right?
Oh, I didn't want to give them a free.
Well, they have good soft serve generally.
Well,
if you get to the right joint.
The right joints.
Well, sometimes different stores have different.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Sometimes they taste better in different stores.
So is it like? And to use the machine, do you have to be like a, what do you call a coffee maker?
15-year-old, a barista.
You got to be like a soft
serve. Well, this is the other problem, was that when they had a major poisoning outbreak of the Sizzler chain in Melbourne, which has gone bankrupt, it's no longer exists, apart from in Queensland, I think there's still a Sizzler chain.
Which is an all-you-can-eat.
All-you-can-eat restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And they found out that people were getting food poisoning from the soft serve machine because the kids were in charge of cleaning it. And the teenagers.
Meaning the kid, the staff of kids.
Yeah. Not you don't turn up and get given a job.
That was notorious that you looked at that. There was the gun there and you could just go over there and put your plate underneath it.
Yeah, that's right.
And just pile it as high as you liked and then go back and do it again.
Or put your mouth under it. You know, whatever. But no, McDonald's.
Do a layback.
Yeah, McDonald's do make a. If you've had a McFlurry, you've had a McFlurry. Do you know what a McFlurry is?
Well, no. The only time I had one was when I saw one was with you when we went to Bendigo, and
that's right.
And you had a McFlurry, which now, if I remember rightly, it's got lollies on top.
Yeah. It's got like M&M's or Oreos.
Yeah.
I still tell that Bendigo McDonald's story because me and you were doing a gig up there. It was a Saturday night, and you said I'm hungry. And I said, should we do a drive-through? You went, no, let's go into McDonald's. I went, it's a Saturday night in Bendigo.
And
people lost their minds when you walked in.
Oh, they did not.
Yes, they did. A guy, and also, there was only about 15 people in there. But when we sat down, people moved their meals to near us. They thought we were going to do a show or something. Remember that?
No.
And there were photos. And when we walked in, some guy sort of yelled. He came towards him and was yelling at you. Like they were so excited.
That was Ronald McDonald. He had a bad week.
Anyway, yeah. A McFlurry is a soft serve ice cream whipped with cookies or chocolate.
See, I've got to say, I don't, because you're contrasting softness with hardness.
Oh, it's very good.
So you have to see the thing about a soft serve is it just goes straight in, straight down.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing I don't like is if you buy them on a warm day or night, they do melt very quickly.
They melt very
quickly. And you take one back into the car with kids.
No, no good.
And there is nothing worse in your car than dairy.
Terrible.
Milk will stink for as long as you have that car.
It does. You're right. It's
every
true.
Time the day it heats up, you've got stinky milk in your car.
It's no good. Even though I don't think there's much milk in soft serve anymore. I think it's mainly whipped sugar, isn't it?
Whipped sugar.
Don't you reckon? There's not much. Not much milk going around in a soft serve
ice
cream.
I saw one of those TV shows. I don't want to, you know, bring bad news, but it was one of those, you know, what to not eat.
Yeah, Michael Molesley.
And they were talking about fat, not good to eat.
Well, we know that.
Okay, we know that. And
sugar. Yeah, we know
worse,
that.
Worse than fat.
Worse than fat.
Yeah, sugar worse than fat. But the worst of all is fat and sugar.
All right.
Which is what ice cream is.
And that ice cream is one of the best things ever. It's one of the best things ever.
You know, it really is. As soon as it goes in, you have an emotional response.
It's unbelievable. But I love soft serve. Sometimes we go and get an ice cream, and sometimes I choose soft serve over normal ice cream. You know, I love when they put a flake in the top of it and dip it in chocolate.
Where I go down the beach, there's often a Mr. Whippy van there. Obviously, they have some sort of license scenario where they can, because they can plug their thing in. They've got to plug in, don't they?
I got to plug in. No, not always.
No? Oh, really?
Not always. They work off batteries, I think, some of those Mr. Whippy vans. Yeah.
But what struck me is the amount of combos.
Oh, there's a lot of different combos.
There's dipped in chocolate. There's dipped chocolate and nuts. There's chocolate nuts and a flake. There's
hundreds of thousands.
There's M&Ms. There's
syrup. You put some sort of chocolate strawberry syrup on the top.
See, well, for me, it's a treat if they can manage to get to the bottom of the cone. So you're always in touch with your ice cream. You never get to the. You never, because it, you know, it's an eating implement. Mm. You never want to go, okay, it's got dry cone now. What's the point of eating that?
No good.
You want to have it there.
At home, I fill it up again with ice cream. That's what I do. I had a cone the other night with the kids.
You know, you can buy almost any maker for home. You can buy a coffee maker. You can buy a donut maker.
You can buy a soft serve maker. You can't buy it.
There's a product.
That's a great idea.
Dave O'Neill.
That's a new Thermomix.
Dave O'Neill.
Soft
serve.
Ice cream maker.
Oh.
And I'll do parties.
Oh.
And I'll get people around.
Oh.
We'll have to make it cheap, though. It's got to be price sensitive, I think, because people buying that, the same people that are buying Soda Streams, and you got to, yeah.
But that would be good, though. Like you say, if it's an easy one for a party, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the guy across the road had one in his garage for a while.
A soft serve?
Yeah. Yeah, he bought some or something. I don't know. I went over and had one. It was bloody beautiful.
He had one in the garage.
Really?
Yeah, he was trying to offload them. So he was trying to sell them to...
No, he was trying to make money out of it.
Yeah. He was trying to sell them to, those vans, at food vans and stuff, and food van places. But
as in the machine?
He had an actual machine in his garage. Not a Mr. Whippy truck.
But it wasn't working.
Yeah, it worked.
But what was he trying to... He was just trying to sell individual items? No.
He was trying to offload the machine to someone, but he started selling them out of his garage to kids walking past the school.
Sounds sus to me. Sounds very sus.
Tell you what, they're pretty good. I got a free one.
Oh, yeah. But
he's a bit of an entrepreneur. He has these ideas.
It's interesting because frozen yogurt has come along.
Oh, that's a new soft serve, isn't it?
It's not. Oh, I reckon the old soft serve is trumped it and going, yeah, I can take you on any time.
But my kids love going to those frozen yogurt joints.
Oh, do they?
Because you get, there's chocolate flavoured, there's cookies and cream, there's strawberry flavoured.
And again, it's the gun where you do it yourself.
Yeah, and again, it's done by weight. So, and then you can go and stick on any chocolate or dried fruit, anything you want. And it's expensive. You'd never walk away with three kids under $30. Because they weigh it and go, oh, that one's, okay, how many Smarties have you got, mate?
So do you have one of your own, or do you just eat it with them?
Yeah, but I'm a purist, Glenn. I have the normal yogurt. I love frozen yogurt too. I have the normal yogurt.
Yep.
And I have some kind of nut with it, like a peanut. I love a peanut.
It's just a.
Whereas they have sour lollies and all sorts of rubbish.
That'd be ridiculous.
And then my partner turns up and screams at me because, you know, what normally happens is we go to a shopping centre somewhere. The kids get bored after about 10 minutes of looking at shops. I say, I'll go get them something to eat, and then my partner will go off and do some shopping, then return to see us eating soft serve yogurt.
I knew it. Back on the gear.
I knew it.
You're on the gear.
Reminds me of the time that I had a fight with my partner, and I did that where I actually walked out or something like that, and I went to the chicken shop, the really full-on dodgy, not dodgy, just
I'm gonna get you.
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I walked out eating chips and she drove past in the car and just went and had that look of, oh, yeah.
You are pathetic.
That'd be right.
I'll have these and I'll enjoy them. Damn you, woman.
That'd be right. Anyway.
I went into a, we'll cross over to Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher.
But I went into one of those yogurt shops just to have a look. And then went. No, I'm not going to have one. Then went down to the bookshop.
Yeah.
And the girl chased me out of the soft serve or yogurt into the bookshop. And I'm standing there, and she goes, "Can we take a photo of you eating soft serve yogurt, please?"
Oh,
and
no.
I went, "Oh, She goes, we'd like to put it on our, whatever it was.
Website or Instagram.
Instagram. And I went, no, look, you know what? I don't really eat them. So that'd be...
Lying.
Goes, yeah, that'd be lying. Yeah. She goes, we'll give you a free one.
Oh, well, okay then. Okay. Where do I? Yeah, let's
say $5.
Yeah, I'll do it in the nude. I'll you know, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, because next thing you know, you'll be driving down the highway there with your face on a billboard. Glenn Robbins loves this yogurt.
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, I mean, I'm not a huge fan. You know, I mean, she did some pretty bad things. Son, daughter of a shopkeeper. Oh, watch that. Have you seen that Margaret Thatcher movie with Meryl
Streep?
Very good.
Meryl. Gosh, there's nothing she can't do.
I remember the husband and the son. Remember the son was always getting lost in a car somewhere in Africa?
You know, Dennis. I don't reckon I saw it. Was it? I don't reckon I saw the film. I'm mixing it up with Queen, the Queen.
Oh, the Queen. I haven't seen that, you see.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm more of a Queen guy than a Thatcher guy. Yeah, more of a royalist.
Well,
I'll tell you something else that not many people know. She was a chemist.
She was a chemist. That's what she did at uni.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that.
Imagine going in with a rash and having her come out. Show me your rash. Where is it? I want to see it now. How long's it been there for?
Well, I had a bit of empathy for her when I watched a movie, in that she was treated very badly in the Conservative Party, which you would understand in the 60s and 70s would be very male-dominated.
Yes.
And she was seen as a bit lower class because she was the daughter of a shopkeeper.
I saw a documentary the other night on SBS, and it was her and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
That were at the forefront of saving the world in terms of the ozone layer.
I didn't watch that. Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
She's the one going, she made a great speech at the UN where she said that we need to come together as a community, basically, and you know, be as one. And you're going, not bad, good words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and unless those two had got behind it, I think that nothing would have happened.
Yeah, right.
CFCs, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's always given an example of people say you can't do anything about global warming. They said, well, they closed the hole in the ozone layer. It was through government action.
Through action, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Margaret Thatcher, look, you know, when she was in politics for, what, at least 10 years.
Was it 80s, 90s?
And Yeah.
She's no longer with us, is she?
No, she passed away. Late 70s, maybe, she was in power, wasn't she, till a long time. She had the miners' strike. And the thing about Thatcher is that when...
She tried to crush the unions, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She had the whole mining strike and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, she hated the unions. Mm. But the only good thing about it was that during that period in England, it had such good music and comedy developed.
In terms of her.
Yeah, because of her, I reckon. Because people were so angry.
Now, was that the Young Ones?
The Young Ones was Thatcher's era, definitely.
Late 70s.
Monty Python. Yeah. And also, you know, bands like, you know, The Specials, Madness, all those ska bands, all those punk bands like The Clash and stuff like that.
I wonder if she ever came here. Don't remember her coming here.
I don't remember Margaret Thatcher coming here.
She did do a famous interview with George Negus.
I remember that.
Sam,
could we
hear a bit of that interview, George Negus, Margaret Thatcher, where she says something along, he says, people in the street are saying bad things
they don't
about
like you. That's
that,
right.
That you're a bully or something.
Found it.
Who? Tell me who.
Who and where?
Yeah.
And whom? Let's have a listen.
Why do people stop us in the street almost and tell us that Margaret Thatcher isn't just inflexible, she's not just single-minded, on occasion she's plain pig-headed? And won't be told by anyone.
Would you tell me who has stopped you in the street and said that?
Ordinary Britons.
Where?
In conversation.
But I thought you'd just come from Belize.
Oh, this is not the first time we've been here.
Will you tell me who and where and when?
Ordinary Britons in restaurants,
in
cabs.
How many?
I would say at least one in two.
I'm sorry, it's an expression I've never heard.
Gee, George was young.
She could still have a mustache. She was going right. Meaning George.
She'd be so intimidating in an interview, though, could you imagine?
I reckon. Over 6 foot, do you reckon?
No, I reckon a small woman.
I would have said tall.
Oh, really? Sam, how tall was Margaret Thatcher?
You've gone short, I've gone tall. Okay, I'll go 5'10".
I reckon 5'1".
I bet you, if you win, I'll buy you a soft serve.
5'4".
5'4".
Well done. I owe you a soft serve.
Yeah, wow. That's not that, that's short, but not that. That's not like Grand Denyer short. That's, you know, that's...
Do you reckon that's average?
That's tall and Rove.
But she walked in here, she would be... How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Are you 6'1"?
When I stand up straight, I am. How tall are you?
Oh, I'm 5'11". I'm just
You seem taller than me.
It's my hair, maybe.
No, but it's also you've got very good posture. Anyway, okay, so you're shorter than us. She'd be shorter.
So if she walked in, you go, Margaret, stand up straight. Correct your posture.
Oh, she'd have very good posture, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
I reckon she
didn't have great teeth.
No, but that's British, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the problem? They've got money.
No, you look at all these British actors. A lot of them have got bad teeth.
What's the problem there?
It's the dental plan. It must be the dental program. And maybe no fluoride in the water. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so Margaret Thatcher in soft serve. Oh, she loved it. That's why she got bad teeth.
What was the, did she? She could have written the music.
Oh, I love the music.
What is it?
Da-na-na-na-na-na. It used to be.
It's not Greensleeves, is it?
Yeah, it used to be Greensleeves. My Mr. Whippy Truck, true story, used to play the Godfather theme. Yeah, you did.
Could do drive-bys. Just get an ice cream before I do a drive-by.
I wish Mr. Weaver would come around more often. We've had it twice in my 10 years where I've been living now. Twice.
Is it you that does the joke that when the music's on, they've run out of ice cream?
That's an old joke. That's what you say to your kids, yeah. You say... Oh, kids, when the music's on, yeah, they've run out of ice cream. That's to let you all know.
Because when you think about it, kids moving vehicles, yeah, running onto road to get an
bad
ice cream.
Bad idea.
Not a good idea. You run over there and get yourself across the road there and over you go. And,
but see, when we grew up, ice creams were less common and they were such a big treat. When Mr. Whippy would turn up, it was like an amazing event, wasn't it, in your neighbourhood?
Yeah.
It was like amazing. And he would make good coin. Back in the 70s and the 80s, just going bang, bang. We saw a Mr. Whippy the other day because the kids were going, I want to get an ice cream. I saw a Mr. Whippy drive along, went, right, guys, that's it. We followed him.
As you do.
He went on the freeway. Pulled upside a house in Doncaster.
Oh, he's going home.
He was going home.
Excuse me. No, I've knocked off, mate. Knocked off. Oh, come
I forgot
on.
About that. Bang there's one. There's more. One, Dad. Okay, follow him.
You followed him all
when
the way.
He was on the freeway, I thought we were in trouble. I thought, where's he going? Anyway, he just wanted to go home.
Are we thinking about it?
Have you got a theory?
Oh, I've got a theory.
Okay,
absolutely.
We'll go on. Yeah. Do you want to tell us?
Don't we have thinking? We've got to have thinking music because I like where Sam goes. Can we request the thinking music?
Yeah.
How about... We have that great sketch from the Late Show guys, Working Dog guys, where they actually did a race of the Mr. Whippy vans.
That was up there with Piss Week World. Remember Piss Week World?
Yeah, Piss Week. That's right.
We won't play that now, but we'll play that another time. But,
so if we could hear a little snippet, that'd be great.
Of the Mr. Whippy Grand Prix, I think it was called.
I think so.
Happy Jawadi looks to do well in this Grand Prix. Did well in practice. Start the music. There they are. The start will be only seconds away for the start of the Mr. Whippy Grand Prix. They're away.
Unbelievable news down here in the pits, Murray. The soft serve gelati team has been disqualified, and with me is team manager Vince Benedetti.
Sorry,
Vince, what's the story?
Upset. We've been disqualified for playing the wrong music.
The wrong music.
Oh, very funny. What happened to those guys? Anyway, whatever. I know. They went back to law and medicine.
Yeah.
We know they're doing very well. Now, okay, so...
Have you got a theory? Have you made any link? Have you put anything together?
I think it's something to do with her dad was a shopkeeper, and maybe her dad was a pioneer in the soft serve industry in England. There we go.
I'm going to say it's got something to do with her being a chemist. And I reckon in her early days, that was... Because I reckon if you're in an ice cream company, they'd have to have chemists there. Because as you said the other week...
Of course
other
they
week,
do. They have technologists, food
people
technologists.
People who know how to mix A with B, which comes up with C, and tastes like D. So I'm going to say she was a chemist, and she was the first person to make ice cream not... Because all ice cream... Other ice cream is hard, is it not?
Yeah, this soft serve is putting air and something into the
ice cream. I reckon she's worked out a way, a chemical or whatever, to make... Hard ice cream into soft ice cream.
All right. Well, let's go to the answer.
Margaret Thatcher worked as a food scientist for the J. Lyon Company in the late 1950s. The J. Lyon Company brought soft serve ice cream to Britain from the American company Mr. Softy. It said that she was part of the team who adapted it for Britain and was instrumental in its creation outside of the USA. Reports vary, but the soft serve story followed the rest of her years resurfacing in eulogies when she died of a stroke in 2013.
And I've got a memory of that. I watched some of the eulogy of Margaret Thatcher, and someone mentioned soft serve in their speeches about Margaret Thatcher. Yeah.
Try my ice cream. It's soft. It's. I'm going to call it a soft serve.
So she did one good thing. Good on her. Margaret Thatcher, who'd believe she was involved in soft serve ice cream? Because
yeah.
I think it was used against her too in politics.
Making a bit of a lightweight out of it.
Yeah, that. Lightweight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could use that to slag her off. You know, you turn something good into something cheap and nasty.
But quietly, everyone would be going,
wouldn't mind a soft serve.
Wouldn't mind a soft serve right now. Yeah.
Yum.
Thank you, Margaret Thatcher. Anyway. Alrighty.
There we go. Margaret Thatcher and soft serve. Who'd have thought?
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
If you could have one right now, which I owe you one because you were right, she was only 5'4".
Yes.
What would you go for? Would you go for a big one? Would you go for a dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, I reckon I would. I reckon I'd go for a chocolate and nuts combination.
And would you eat it? Here's the thing.
And if you're paying, I'll get a bit of flake in there too.
Here's the thing. Would you eat that by yourself when there are no kids around?
So
would
definitely.
Really?
Well, they'll want some.
But so you just stand in the, you just walk down the street eating.
I sit in my car.
Yeah, so you're a car eater.
That's where all the bad eating happens.
You'd sit in your car. And would you hope that you weren't being looked at?
You'd hope so.
And you would be driving. You'd sit there and just go, I'm loving this.
I could be driving. Let's be honest. Yeah, no, I've eaten a lot of bad food in my car. Dim sims. I haven't had an ice cream in my car for a long time. Because normally that is something I do with the children. Because that's actually interesting that ice cream is one thing I can suggest to my partner. And she'll go, yeah, I feel like an ice cream. It is one thing that gets most people over the line. Right. Whereas if I said to her, hey, let's all go get a dim sim before dinner, she'd just go, what, are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, because ice cream takes you right back to day one, really. Right back to the...
And it's also dessert, isn't it? It's a sweet.
Yeah, whereas a dim sim...
That's just... You're just a pig.
The message isn't a good... But having said that, at the right time, it's like medicine, a dim sim.
It's beautiful.
God,
matter of fact.
Well, you could start off with... Anyway.
Oh, I don't want an ice cream, actually. I don't want a dim sim. Go get me a dim sim. One of those big ones, steam, preferably.
When you are on Mastermind, I think I know what your topic's going to be.
Yeah, junk food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go on Australia's Funniest Comedian, and look, here's a tip for anyone who goes on any of those sort of quiz shows. Watch the show before you go on it.
Oh, you didn't go? You didn't watch?
No, I'd never seen it. And because I did a whole version of it, Australia's Funniest Newsreader, Australia's Funniest Sports Person. No, Brainiest, sorry, Brainiest. So, right. Australia's Brainiest. I'd never seen an episode. And so I just... They asked me for my specialty topic, so I was going to go 80s music, and I thought, that's too wide.
Oh, wow. Because what that's if they asked pretty
me,
good.
Yeah, but what if they asked me something about Genesis or one of these bands I don't like? You know what I mean? Or Dire Straits.
You'd be embarrassed.
I go, I don't like those bands.
So you went?
Eureka Stockade. Because Eureka Stockade was an event over 3 days, and all the facts were contained. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we go there, but before we get to do our general... my area of specialty, they do all these word games, which I didn't know anything about.
Oh, so you're caught out now.
Yeah, so Sandra Sully, who was the host, puts up some letters and goes, okay, guys, and there was about 8 of us comedians, me and Hughie and Cal Wilson and Peter Hellyer. Okay, guys, you've got to make as many pieces of fruit out of these 10 letters. Go. Where's the question on Eureka Stockade? Yeah. So I got knocked out. I was the fourth cleverest.
Hey, Sam. Sam, get ready for a slow fade. How long do you reckon you could talk for on Eureka Stockade? Go.
No, Eureka Stockade, I've forgotten all the facts. The interesting thing about it, though, Peter Laylor.
Go to Peter Laylor. Lawlor.
Whatever his name was. Again, didn't get any questions, so I've lost it. He was shot, so he lost a leg. He was the lead, and he lost a leg in the conflict. And they smuggled him out in a coffin, I think. But he went on to be a Victorian politician. And local member for Ballarat for many years. So he went from being like a revolutionary to being a... Anyway, keep sleeping. Ballarat, the home of the Eureka Stockade.
I was interested.